Hello and welcome to the Listening at Warwick podcast examining blended learning throughout the coronavirus pandemic. I am Charlie, a third year biological science student.
I'm Georgia, a postgraduate film studies student.
And I am Grace, a second year politics, philosophy and law student. And we're really excited to have you here. Hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, welcome to Listening at Warwick. I am joined today with Tola, and I'm joined with Success. If you guys would like to introduce yourselves, what you study, and your favourite thing about Warwick so far.
My name's Tola. I study Global Sustainable Development. I'm in going into second year, hopefully.
As you said, I'm Success. I'm going into my second year studying politics and international studies with Global Sustainable Development. And my favourite thing about work so far is probably the friends that I've made.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So, like you both mentioned, your first year going into your second year of uni. So could you tell me a bit about your experiences? The first thing I'd like to know is, did it supersede your expectations or was it quite underwhelming? Or what were your expectations, if any?
I thought as though, in terms of teaching, like, it didn't necessarily meet the mark that I thought it would. I think obviously COVID had a lot to do with it, but I didn't think that I had as much access to like my lectures and stuff that I needed. I didn't always feel as though I was supported in like some of the modules that I took. And so in that aspect, I don't think that it kind of met what I thought it would before I started last September. So I think those are the things that jump out for me.
And you don't mind me just asking, in terms of support, what would you have liked? Is it a thing where you emailed your lecturers and was it that the responses weren't long enough or it didn't seem to be the emotional support that you would have required? Or what was it? Like, how was your relationship with your lecturers, if any? Or were you not able to form any type of relationship at all?
I don't think... Yeah, I wouldn't really call it a relationship that was able to be formed per se. And obviously you've got to take into account the fact that it's a uni, cohorts are bigger than like school, so it's gonna be harder for them to pertain to each and every individual. But I feel as though, for example, like office hours aren't necessarily that long. It may be just like one or two days in a week. And when you take into account the fact that in a normal term, you might have lectures going on the same time as contact hours, you kind of have dilemmas whereby the like lecturers and stuff aren't available. And so, yeah, I'd say it is hard, you know, outside of emails, which are very impersonal, to kind of form that relationship upon which you can now feel comfortable asking questions and things.
So, yeah. I do hear that, and I guess some would probably argue that's the role of seminar tutors. So would you say your relationship with your seminar teachers were a bit different, or would you say the same as your lecturers or even your personal tutor? How was your relationship with them?
Tola, I'll let you take this one because mine is a bit weird.
Yeah, I would agree with Success. I wouldn't really say there's a relationship. Like, I feel, yeah, like, because obviously it's so big, like, I don't even feel like they know my names. Like, I feel like I'm just a number. But sometimes I prefer that in a way because I feel like it's less biased. Like, I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's less biased when it comes to marking and things. Like, it's literally just this person's work. Like, I feel like that's, I have a better understanding. Because I don't have a relationship with my personal tutors or whatever, I have a better understanding of how I am in my academics properly. Like, my results are less skewed than I did have a relationship with them. Do you get?
No, I completely understand that. And I guess from coming from your positions in a sense where you didn't actually have formal A-level exams, and it was very much like there could have been the debate that, you know, your results could have been skewed based on how much your teacher knew you, quote unquote, that type of thing. So I do understand what you're saying. And I just wanted to talk to you guys a bit about the All Success. Did you have anything more to say about your, quote, your not so relationship with your seminar tutors / personal tutors?
as a on my personal sheet is like there was a bit more of an attempt there, I felt, because obviously that's more of their role. So I did feel a bit more comfortable with my personal tutors as opposed to my seminar tutors. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Yeah, I just want to talk to you guys a bit about the convenience of online learning. So you being first year, you don't have much to go off except for, I guess, your prior secondary school experiences and your sixth form experiences. But how did you find the convenience of, you know, online learning? Because obviously there's a side to it where it's like, you're just opening up your laptop, you're doing the work, but then also that's at the expense of finding a really hard work slash study balance, and also at the expense of, you know, perhaps you're not really getting that much work done because of the lack of motivation. So let me know a bit about your experience.
So I feel as though in some ways it was actually kind of good, in the sense of, you know, you can do things at your own pace. You can pause and play lectures that may go over your head if you were at like sitting there real time. So it was kind of tailored to you in a way. The flip side of that is that if you lack motivation to kind of study and do stuff in a certain season, like because it's tailored to you, if you don't want to access those online materials, then you won't, and you will just miss stuff. Like, it's all kind of dependent on you. Mm. And so I felt like this year especially, at times it felt like the uni were a bit hands off. And yeah, I think especially for us that, you know, we were just in our first year, I'm not sure that really had as much of a positive impact as they would have thought.
Yeah. And did you think that put like a certain amount of pressure on you?
Yes. I'd say yes, but I think that's more due to like myself personally and things that I internalize, as opposed to any external pressures, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you,
Tola? I feel like I would have preferred a mixture of both, just because sometimes it got a bit draining. Like, sometimes it got a bit, like, boring. Like, I feel like some of my modules, I definitely needed to have them in real life to engage in it. Just because of, one, how new it might have been, and, like, so I just feel like it would have been, I feel like personally just the option of having it to both, like having both would have been a lot more engaging. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you, I know there were, in first term, there were seminars in real life. Did you guys go to any of the seminars in real life, or did you prefer to have the online ones, or just pick the online ones because of perhaps, you know, COVID as well and that type of stuff?
So what did you say?
Did you guys go to any seminars in real life?
I went to a couple, but I feel like they didn't really get, it didn't really, I feel like if we were going regularly, I would have got to know like my seminar group, and like we would have been like cool, but I feel like, because obviously we only went to like one or two, it was a bit awkward, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. And would you say that definitely affected engagement and stuff? Because I know for me, it's like, at least if I was on a seminar, there might be one familiar face or two familiar faces from first year that I could have been able to say, okay, cool, maybe that would make me a tiny bit more comfortable, because it's literally strangers on the screen trying to engage on a common topic. And then they take you to breakout rooms and you're just like, I'm meant to be speaking to these people.
Yeah.
We don't know each other. Was that your, sort of like your ones, or just pick the online ones because of perhaps, you know, COVID as well and that type of stuff?
So what did you say?
Did you guys go to any seminars in real life?
I went to a couple, but I feel like they didn't really get, it didn't really, I feel like if we were going regularly, I would have got to know like my seminar group, and like we would have been like cool, but I feel like, because obviously we only went to like one or two, it was a bit awkward, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. And would you say that definitely affected engagement and stuff? Because I know for me, it's like, at least if I was on a seminar, there might be one familiar face or two familiar faces from first year that I could have been able to say, okay, cool, maybe that would make me a tiny bit more comfortable, because it's literally strangers on the screen trying to engage on a common topic, and then they take you to breakout rooms and you're just like, I'm meant to be speaking to these people.
Yeah.
We don't know each other. Was that your sort of like your experience? Like, why am I talking to strangers?
Yeah,
I'd say same. And obviously it's quite similar to a lot of responses that you'll find across our year, in a sense of to engage with others and things is quite hard when most of it is kind of through a screen. The days that we did go in, I did kind of enjoy it, but also it's kind of hard when you're only seeing them once every like 2 weeks at best. So even for someone that's like as sociable as myself, or so I like to think, it was still difficult at times. Yeah, it was definitely difficult. And I think that definitely hindered as well, like my work slightly, especially at the start, because it's like, aside from like very few people that I knew on my course, that I couldn't really reach out to anybody for help. I couldn't really reach out to any of my peers before like going straight to like my seminar tutor and straight to my lecture tutor or whoever. And in hindsight, that probably would have eased the burden on them if that was the case. So yeah, that's just something that I thought about.
And do you think there's anything that the university themselves could have done better, or different things that they could have implemented to try to, like you said, alleviate the burden from the seminar tutors and encourage, you know, peer communication, I guess?
I think the only thing I can think of is perhaps like sectioning us off into smaller groups in our seminar groups. So like splitting us up into maybe groups of like 3 or 4 and having the time maybe near the start of the year, like 3 of us in a conversation with our seminar tutor, for example, or if some of us same the share same personal tutor, maybe our personal tutor can take 3 of us for a conversation or something. Outside of that, I do have to accept that there's not a lot that they could have done. So
yeah,
it's difficult. It was difficult.
Because with this, it very much seems like I'm kind of the same with you. Whilst there's a lot that they could have, whilst I don't believe it was that efficient, slash we learned that much from the experience, it's like, what more could they have done, if that makes sense? How could they have, like, I guess the university just made the best out of the worst situation, if that makes sense. So in terms of navigating that, I guess there's some grace to be given to the university for essentially trying their best, and I guess it was, we're all in this together, so it was the first time that they ever had to navigate a situation like that. So they came up with solutions, but whilst the outcome may have not been what we wanted, it was probably the best out of the possible outcomes, if that makes any sense. But thank you so much for listening to part 1 of our conversation with Success and Tola. If you want to hear more, we have part 2 coming up. If you resonated with anything in the episode, definitely leave a comment down below and let us know, how has your experience been navigating lockdown and university? Let us know your thoughts down below. This has been me, Grace, your host. Until the next episode.